July 17, The Peril of Neglect. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. 2 Peter 1:16. The world's Redeemer has said, search the Scriptures, John 5:39. In them is laid open the bounteous provisions for human necessities, and the strongest motives are set forth to influence to repentance and obedience. Here the seeker for truth may read, contemplate, and be stirred to the very depths of his being by that which a good and gracious God has done and is continually doing for him. He will be amazed that he should ever have treated with indifference the marvelous love and pardon proffered, for in redeeming man God gave the greatest that he could offer. And if the objects of so great a love neglect salvation, there is nothing that heaven can do more in their behalf. We need to study to contemplate these great themes, lest you cherish indifference and become too hardened to yield to the conditions of the wonderful plan of salvation, and too proud to be humbled by a realization of your own fallen condition. The Lord enjoins upon children and youth the search for truth as for hidden treasure, and to be attracted and fascinated by that which unites the human with the divine. Well may the apostle ask, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Hebrews 2:3. The power of an angel could not make an atonement for our sins. The angelic nature united to the human could not be as costly, as elevated as the law of God. It was the Son of God alone who could present an acceptable sacrifice. God himself became man and bore all the wrath that sin had provoked. This problem, how could God be just and yet the justifier of sinners, baffled all finite intelligence. A divine person alone could mediate between God and man. Human redemption is a theme which may well tax the faculties of the mind to the utmost. We cannot say to the youth or to those of mature age, you have nothing to do yourself in this great work. We urge you to constant effort. You must be diligent to make your calling and election sure.